Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? A sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
All this month we've been trying to get a better understanding of various different religions and religious communities in Ireland. And today I'm joined by Ben O'Farrell from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which I think most people will probably know you, Ben, as part of the Mormon community.
Yeah, indeed. That's a nickname of the church, unfortunately, which doesn't really give any information about the faith.
Yeah. So what are the core beliefs then?
So for now, we're trying to focus on the fact that our church name is called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which gives you a much better idea that, okay, we're a Christian faith. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that he was born in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem. He's the saviour of the world. And we celebrate Christmas in memory of him, Easter. So, yeah, they're some of our core beliefs.
So quite similar then to Catholic religion?
Yeah, certainly to a lot of Christian religions, fairly similar. But obviously it's the things that are not similar for us that are even more important.
Okay.
So, for instance, in the Catholic faith, they believe in the Trinity, the Godhead, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost being one personage. Whereas in our faith, we believe that God the Father is a completely separate being from his Son, Jesus Christ, and that the Holy Spirit is an additional third personage. So that's a very different belief from a lot of Christian beliefs.
Okay. Did you grow up as a Mormon?
Yeah, I was 2 years old when my parents joined the church back in 1969. We lived in Finglas at the time, and some of the missionaries from the church called on the door and my parents became converted.
And what's the population size of the community? Roughly.
So in the whole of Ireland, Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, like 6,500. In Southern Ireland, just under 4,000. And then we've got congregations, 13 or 14 different congregations all around the country, Galway, Limerick, Sligo, a number of them in Dublin, Dundalk, Mullingar.
And typically, is it people like you who would have, you know, grown up if your parents were members, or is it that more people are joining?
Yeah, so we have members joining almost on a, you know, every month or so, a new person will actually come to the church, study, get baptised. We have a small baptismal font because we do baptism by immersion from the Old Testament, the New Testament. And so we perform baptisms and these people join the community then. We have people then who move in for work purposes. And then, like myself, with people who've been in the church their life and their parents joined and they're still here.
And, you know, how, I suppose, active is it in that is, you know, do you go to Mass typically every Sunday or do people dip in and out for funerals, weddings?
Yeah, so it's usually fairly consistent. So unlike, you know, sometimes when I meet a lot of my cousins and family relations, it's weddings and funerals is when we end up meeting. Whereas at church, we tend to see the same people almost every week. So very consistent, active congregations, very young congregations, very family related. Last week I taught a lesson to some of the youth and I had 28 children, or young men, young women between the ages of 12 and 18, just in one congregation in Clonsilla. There was almost 30 are under the age of 18. And then under the age of 12, there's probably another 10 or 15 as well. Mm.
And so what do you put that sort of younger membership or interest down to?
So it is a very family-oriented religion. Family is very important. Meeting with family. We have a practice in the church called Family Home Evening, which is a Monday night. There's no church meetings, no activities. There's nothing happens in the church worldwide on a Monday night. And families are encouraged to be together, spend time, do some activities, maybe go to movies, do different things together and spend time together. And so the family is a very big part of our faith.
So we've been, you know, just sort of having a bit of a deep dive into various religious communities over the past couple of weeks here, Ben, and between Sikhism and Amish community and Dunmore East and various others. And what I always find listeners are really interested in and get very, you know, engaged with are more the lifestyle aspects of it. So does it affect Does it dictate in terms of your diet what you can or can't drink? Is there?
Yeah, so there is a health code that we go by. Our Sunday services, for instance, are 2 hours long. It used to be 3 hours, but now they're asking you to focus a little bit more time at home. So we have 2 hours on a Sunday service, a kind of a mass for the first hour where we take you to sacraments, and then the second hour we break into different age groups and categories and we learn about the gospel. So that's a Sunday. All of our ministers are... All of the people who run the congregations are all lay ministries, so there's no paid ministers. However, it is almost it's a part-time assignment, but it keeps you busy full-time.
Yeah. Do you have female?
Females.
Ministers?
Yeah, we don't have females in that hold the priesthood like men do, but we female ministers who lead meetings, who teach, who do presentations and who are very much involved. Yeah, all of the council meetings where we meet together to discuss things, there's always women involved in all of those council meetings in the church.
Yeah, so the focus is on a healthy diet, is it?
Yeah, so back in the early days of the church, our church is led by a prophet. We believe it's a restored church, so it didn't exist 500 years ago. It was restored in the 1800s in upstate New York, led by a prophet. He prayed and asked God, what should we be doing for our lifestyle? And he received what we believe is a revelation called the Word of Wisdom. And it's counsel on not drinking, not smoking, eating barley and wheat and, you know, vegetarian kind of meals. We eat meat, but to eat it sparingly. Don't be gouging down on meat every day of the week. We don't drink tea or coffee. We don't drink hot drinks because they can be addictive. But it's literally a health code. So it's as opposed to a strict rule that you need to do this or you're out. It's a case of, listen, if you do these things, you'll be healthier, you'll be better, you'll live. There are people who come to church and they don't live by all of those rules. They struggle with living by them. Mm. They're as welcomed as anyone else. But the vast majority of the people who attend would have abided by the health
code. So it's not that you can't drink or you can't have a coffee, but you're probably encouraged not to.
Well, you're encouraged not to, but you can't fully participate in everything if you're breaking the rules and commandments of the church. So you don't participate in everything.
What about school? Is it
school, just normal school? I went to Mount Temple Comprehensive School there in the Malahide Road. It was a non-denominational school.
Yeah.
Had a perfectly fine time. Enjoyed school. Had no real issues with it.
Yeah. It's no homeschooling or that's not a focus.
No homeschooling. No, just go to the normal schooling. Yeah.
Yeah. What about social media? Because that's one that comes up quite a lot.
Yeah, so the church is very active on social media. So they would post quite a lot and have a lot of presence of the church on social media. So people are involved and encouraged. We have a prophet at the head of the church and he currently is encouraging us to spread our faith, to tell people about it, but not just to tell them, but to actually live our faith. So if we believe in being honest and helpful, go and be honest and go and be helpful. We try to live the things that we believe as much as we can.
Do you mind people saying that you're part of the Mormon community or do you prefer it to be...
So, yeah, obviously it's the name Mormon is just a nickname because we believe in the Bible. So we read from the New Testament and the Old Testament, but we also believe in the Book of Mormon. And that's where the nickname comes from.
Okay.
But it doesn't tell you very much about the faith. And so, yeah, our prophet has been counseling us. The name of the church was received, we believe, by revelation. And the Lord said, my church shall be known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So that's to differentiate us from the Church of Christ in his time.
And if people want to find out more information, where can they do that, Ben?
Yeah, so Church of Jesus Christ.
That's where you'll get
LatterdaySaints.org, and you'll get all the information there.
All right, Ben O'Farrell, listen, thanks a million for coming in and joining us here today, having a chat with us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? A sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Or that white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.